edition of the Nerd Watch podcast, where collusion is only a crime in comic books. We are here on the lovely island of Maui.
Because in real life, it's treason.
First of all, it's not. But anyway, I was just doing that to troll Alika. Anyway, let me introduce.
And he took the bait.
He did take the bait. All right, let me introduce my panel for this evening. My lovely panel. To my far left.
The fast forward version.
He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the author and artist of The Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groove Bone, and of course, Hard Candy Aftermath.
I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the man with the man bun. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi. He's in the house tonight.
It's not on his head.
Yeah, it's not on his head.
I only wear my man bun around the house.
All right, man bun. All right, also joining us tonight, sitting in the stead of Man Gannon. Or man scene. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for a lovely artist. She is the artist behind the last two Maui Comic Con posters that promoted it, and also the author of a very...
What did the other posters do?
Well, she's also the author of a very dirty...
Salacious.
Okay, salacious.
Sultry.
Good. Sultry. It's sultry. And she's also the author of a very sultry,
say it looks sultry,
coloring
too.
Book. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lady Gannon in the house tonight.
Francine Wahlreiver.
Yes, Francine Wahlreiver. You can follow her on Instagram.
The renowned artist.
It's so salacious, I can taste it.
I do like salacious. Yeah.
Also joining us tonight, he is the Cinema Scholar. He is also known better as the Cinnamon Scallop.
Nobody
he is the master of hard media.
No
Ladies and gentlemen,
that.
It is the man with one A
Nobody
in
that.
His name. What's your name again? It doesn't matter what your name is. His name is Aaron.
You really sold that one.
I did.
Oh, you're on fire.
I'm trying to be. Also,
best introduction.
Someone put him on fire.
Best introduction.
Thank you.
I heard someone wanted to put him on fire.
Also joining us tonight.
Light him up.
He is the gaming guru, the master of card tricks. He is the one, the only format in the house tonight as well.
He does dove magic.
That looks like a trick right
there. Dove magic. And last, and certainly not least, he is the chairman of the comic book board.
That's format, by the way.
I said
right
format.
Cool,
no,
though.
I said format.
It's all right.
I did say format.
Know.
You're going to listen to this back, and you're going to see I said format. Anyway.
I feel like you have. I think
they're on a separate Twitch,
yeah, but you're
Twitch
like,
stream.
Yeah, format. And over here, we got the comic book.
Well, you made fun of him for going big for Aaron.
That's true, I did. Also joining us tonight, he is the master. Oh, he's not the. Well, he is the comic master.
I'm your master.
He is. He is also the chairman of the comic book board.
I own you, G-Money.
The godfather of comic books. He is the owner of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here at 115 South Waikea Avenue. If you're wondering what his name is, it is Dr. Daddy Leaks.
Not a doctor.
Daddy Leaks is in the house tonight.
Robo Leaks.
Yes, I'll take that.
No Robo.
That's good.
No Robo.
It sounds like
completely bio-organic.
Oh,
it's
man.
Funny because it sounds like no homo,
hey,
but
come
it's...
On.
Wait, you don't like... It's not funny when I explain the joke?
It's only funny when I say these
oh,
things.
Okay.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Todd.
You have
really
to text these things to Francine. So she's
hey, Todd, don't forget I told you to choke up on the mic, remember?
Wow.
All right, so I just, just said choke up on the mic.
Yeah.
It's a baseball term. Anyway... before we get started
what
over here,
mean,
before
Since
we get
started, you're all into sports now.
I know. Before we get started, I do want
can
you,
you
to
say
know,
shuttlecock on the
as long as it's related to badminton.
Yeah,
yes.
I've got a bunch of badminton related.
Right. So not if you paint the top red and put fins on the side. You can't say it like that.
You guys stop it because you're making me laugh. All right. Before we do get started, I do want to send a shout out, of course, to all of you guys that are watching and or listening. You guys can listen to us on, of course, Facebook Live every single Tuesday night. You guys can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. You guys can also download us on any great podcast aggregate that you have, like the
Tinder.
No,
they do podcasts,
but
right?
There is one that Kai Kai has recommended for everybody to check out. Check out Castbox. Castbox is one of those great simple ways to subscribe to the Nerd Watch podcast as well. And it's also great to subscribe through Maui Watch, the Maui Watch app on the Google Play Store and on iTunes as well. And you can also visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/thenerdwatch.
Can Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
My grandma's watching.
Is she really? Which one is grandma?
Grandma.
Which one is grandma?
Miss Nikki Prentice.
Oh. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma Gansine.
Gansine. That's pretty awesome.
So now that I know that your grandmother's listening, should
well,
we
take this moment to apologize?
Yeah, we're apologizing for Todd. And
could we sponsor a badminton team so we could print the NerdWatch logo on the top of a on the top of a shuttlecock?
That would be pretty awesome, but no.
Like, it's a red ball anyway. We just put the white end there.
That is a good point. Maybe we should. Maybe
and then we can sell those shuttlecocks.
And then at the beginning of movies, you can hit them with a badminton racket into the audience.
Do you guys play
for
souvenirs? Sports at all?
That's pretty good.
Do you guys sports at all?
We look like we sport
in a former life.
We could definitely play badminton.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's not a hard.
That's not hard at all.
Mitten.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be good at badminton.
Actually, that's weird that when Lady Gannon says stuff like that, it would come out really crummy if I said it. But that was really cute. That was very good.
The magic of the vagina.
That's the name of the podcast, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
The Nerd Watch, Magic Vagina.
That's the magic.
That's the magic. That's
you got to say the whole thing.
All right, that's it.
The magic vagina.
No, all right. All right.
That's the
Todd.
The Nerd Watch has a
Todd.
The Nerd Watch has a magic vagina.
No. Now you're making it.
No, now you're making it up. Unless
the Nerd Watch.
It's the Nerd Watch.
No. You need to stop it right now. I have turned you down. All right, stop it. All right, unless you have a comic book coming out by that name, you will not say that any further.
What, Shulk?
Nope. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in. It's time to check in with the doctor to find out what comic books will cure you this week.
Go ahead, Robleek.
Beep. Let's find out what's happening in the world of comic books. Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday around these parts. You can check it out every single Wednesday. New comic books for you to pick up. New comic books to subscribe to. Only right here at 115 South Waukea Avenue. So let's check in with Dr. Daddy Leaks and find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Ron Cataguy in the chat just said that his perfect Nerd Watch cast, well, long story short, it wouldn't include Eugene.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate it. Wow. Jeez. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that.
Although I stood up for you because... I think you have an amazing radio voice.
I appreciate that.
I don't
that.
Like anything
that
you've ever said.
It's too bad he's not
said.
On radio.
You know what, Ron? I love you anyway. You're the best, sir.
He's one of the good ones.
He's got a wonderful radio
and
voice.
And there's so
That's
few of us left.
Adventure Time Comics, number 25. Analog, number 4. Todd highlighted that one
like
for some
that.
Reason.
That's because of course Todd would. I almost choked on my tea.
I knew you were going to say it wrong. No,
that's not how you pronounce it.
It's an Image comic. Number 4 is coming out tomorrow. It's about a guy who lives in a world after like the fall of kind of the internet, like crumbles.
Oh, can that happen like tomorrow?
Now?
Everybody's financial information.
As we say on a podcast.
And all of their dirty secrets are out on the internet for everybody to see.
Sure, yeah.
So,
like right now.
Yeah. Exactly. So so some people don't...
Don't Google me.
So some people traffic in information that's actually been written down that's never been digitized at all. Mm. And so this guy works for the CIA, and he's responsible for like the collapse of the internet. And he's also the... Because he wanted to take down like a Facebook billionaire type of person. It's a really interesting story. I think that people should be checking it out.
Like a Mark Zuckerberg?
Like a Mark Zuckerberg, because he was responsible for a Russian oligarch getting somebody elected in a sham election.
Love it!
Wow!
I just want to see what's on them P-vids.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's crazy. All right, what else is coming out?
I mean, Archie Meets Batman 66, number 1.
Does he?
Yeah, they do apparently.
Wow. That's an Archie comic that's by Archie Comics. It's
and with DC though.
Yeah. But
and Mike Allred's doing the cover.
And so is Chip
Zdarsky.
Zdarsky. He's doing
Zdarsky.
A cover too.
Zdarsky. Get a regular name.
Yeah.
Zdarsky.
Yeah, Chip.
Yeah, Chip.
Chip's
kind of
all right.
A name
I don't
is
mind Chip.
Chip. What
it's
a
like the
frickin' nerd, man.
The teacup and beast is named Chip.
I would have shoved you in a locker if I were in high school with you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That makes you wonder, right? When he turned back into a kid, did he have a big divot in his forehead? Messed up.
That's from getting shoved in the cupboard, yeah. Roughly.
Batman number 51.
Thank you for getting us back on point.
Batman Sins of the Father, number 6 of 6, the end of that series.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman number 17. Let's see. Damage, number 7. That's a DC book. And you circled all these independents.
Is that a Damage, like Damage Control?
Oh,
no. Damage is in the character Damage.
There you go. You're good.
Dry County, 5 of 5. I don't know how many people, have been reading. It's about a dry county, I guess. Doesn't sound very exciting.
Because it's not a wet county.
Mm.
Shut up, Todd.
East of West, number 38.
That's a Hickman book. I love Hickman, so I just circled it.
Sure.
I think everybody should be reading
it.
It takes place in like an alternative United States that's been split up.
Gannon
countries.
Has joined the stream. Shut up,
Gannon. He's been in the stream for a bit.
Oh, is he?
Euthanauts. It's an IDW book. You got something to say about that, Todd? You circled it.
Yeah, Euthanauts is about...
number one, by the way.
It's about 3 or 4 people that want to die, and they decide that they're going to so that they can explore the afterlife. They kind of view the afterlife in this book as like the last frontier, like sort of outer space.
Like
so
Flatliners meets comics?
Yeah, they got like... the tagline for the comic is like, you know, the afterlife is like outer space. And it's worth exploring if you've got the right rocket ship. So
it sounds like really bad coaxing into suicide.
All I keep thinking in my head is scroll nut zippers. That's all I keep in the afterlife. You could be headed for the serious drive.
In the comic, hearing that.
But it looks. I mean, the artwork looks good too. So maybe I'm gonna reserve judgment until I read it. Number one's out. So it's something that if you're looking for a new title to start on, you can start at the beginning with that one.
Great. Can you let him get through the frickin' comic book list?
I'm stopping on the ones he circled.
I did a bunch of research for this week.
Oh, good for you. Okay, good,
He threw down a list of all this crap.
Oh, good. I thought you were just like, okay, cool.
I did awesome. Homework.
All right, you're the man.
Futurama Annual number 1. The Go Team Venture, Making of the Venture Brothers art book is finally coming out. I've been waiting like 2 years for that.
I have never seen an episode of the Venture Brothers.
Are you effing kidding me?
Is it good?
It's
As a
really
pop
good, man,
culturalist,
funny.
It's like...
I would highly recommend
it. Okay, I gotta check
Every
it out.
Every episode is like, you know, nerd heaven.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's got layers, man.
Layers on layers. It's like an onion in a burrito.
an onion burrito.
Green Lantern's number 51.
not that the tortilla isn't enough to be
the onion also
the
has
layers.
Sorry.
A whole onion in a burrito?
It's
yeah,
more
it's
of
gross.
Like a
big
seven
shout out to our good buddy in the stream right now, our good friend Brendan in the house as well.
He just made a video with Joe Coy, which is
hilarious. Yeah, he did. Well, that's a good friend Brendan. He's also who I like to refer to as my favorite Jew.
Whoa!
It's not. It's the truth. It is. He knows it, and he knows that I love him to death.
How do all the other Jews feel about this?
Can you just call him like Jewish? Like, why do you got to put some stank on it?
I don't. He's
my favorite Jew.
No, it's not what I said.
That's kind of how it sounded.
Yeah, I love. I love the cat. Every time I see him, he makes me smile.
Yep, same here.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah, I love the cat.
Same
dope,
here.
Yo.
Yeah,
he's same the. He should run for mayor.
Yeah. He should run for mayor.
He would like if he jumped in the race right now. He would like overtake everybody. And Al Cochran would be so bummed.
He would be my second social media, my second reality TV vote. My first one was for Trump, and then my next one would be for Brendan.
I don't think that's a compliment.
No, it's not a compliment.
All right, I'm going to
finish the comic list, damn it.
Hunt for Wolverine, Claws of a Killer, number 3 of 4. Ice Cream Man, number 5. Have you been reading that, Todd?
I have. It's crazy. It's like a kind of
he
a series.
He just read it, like literally.
Yeah.
No, he did.
I did. It's a series of like vignettes almost that like they revolve around this town with this crazy ice cream man. The first one has the first issue has a spider in it and a werewolf, and this deadly spider bites the werewolf, and the werewolf is actually the ice cream man, and then it just gets weird after that.
Todd, can I ask
After
a question?
That?
Then it gets weird.
Hey, Todd, can I ask
you? Yeah.
Does the Wolfman have nards?
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Where do you think the spider bites?
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Right on the nards.
Good point.
The spider this. I don't want to get too far into it. So we'll talk about it in
Immortal
the after
Hulk
show.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Infidel number 505. How was that?
Book? That one's really good. It's scary. And it I don't know if we talked about it before, but it just got
That's
optioned.
The one with the band covers. Oh, it's got option for what, a TV show?
For a movie by Paramount. It's got Aaron Nuts. Campbell, Jose Villarubia is doing the covers. Ooh. And Pinochet. It's the
Pinochet.
Guy that's right. No,
God
it's
dang
not.
It.
Augusto?
It's Pinochet or something like that. He's from Thailand or Vietnam. It's not a no, South American name.
Okay, pick one. Is it from Thailand or Vietnam?
I'm not sure. I read an interview about this guy, like, you know, with him like 3 months ago.
Infinity Countdown number 505.
Yeah. Vietnam.
Injustice versus the Masters of the Universe, number 1 of 6.
As in the real Masters of the Universe?
As in He-Man and
no
the Masters
way.
Of the Universe.
Wow.
Justice League, number 4. The Life of Captain Marvel, number 1 of 5.
Ooh.
From Marvel Comics, leading up to the movie, hopefully coming out soon. Let's see. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 29. Still ongoing with the Shattered Grid storyline.
How popular are the Power Rangers at this point in their career?
It's very popular.
Wow!
Yeah, we got a lot of subscribers to that.
Cool.
There's a lot of like original cast fans too at these
really?
Head conventions.
And there's like so many different casts by now, and they all have their specific fandoms. It's crazy.
All right, cool.
Monstrous number 13, very popular book. New Challengers number 3 of 6 on DC. Old Man Hawkeye number 7 of 12. That's one. That's kind of limping along to 12, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
If Jeremy Renner's not in, I'm not putting it on.
It's all about Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. And he keeps running out of arrows.
I would read that comic.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, that's his trouble. Every reads for damn.
The 48th volume of the Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide and my report is also
I knew you were
going to
mention that his
nice.
Report was
I
in
was.
It.
I write
of course
for the
should.
Price Guide. I do that. Mm-hmm. I can say that.
Can you tell everybody what you do in the Overstreet Price Guide?
I'm an advisor.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
He goes, look for books from the 80s.
Yeah, they're good.
And then that's it.
Well, invest in cartoon comic books right now.
Because they're making those movies.
They're going to be pretty soon. Shirt Tales, mark my words. I'm just
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock,
is that pretty much it for them? Is there another one?
Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man, nice. Number 307.
Nice.
Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number 0, which is a lead-in to the new animated series, which I am very excited about, and everybody else in the world is very mad. And don't want to watch it. But it looks good to me.
You are the only guy that wants to watch it.
Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ho!
Spider-Gwen number 34. Spider-Man Deadpool number 36. Stellar number 2. Why don't you tell us about that one, Todd?
Stellar was originally created by Robert Kirkman and Mark Silvestri. It's being written by Joe Keating. I can't remember the artist. It's got a very like
Brett Blevins.
Thank you. Brett Blevins has got a real kind of like Mobius feel. It's sort of this really out there like that. Science fiction comic. It's really good. I recommend it.
Weatherman number 2.
Another book that like I recommend. Number 1 was really great, and it was it's about a weatherman on Mars. Who may or may not be responsible for the end of Earth? At the end of
what?
At the sucks. Yeah, it's been like 6 years since the entire population, like 18 billion people, have been wiped out on Earth. And he, at the end of the first issue, he gets arrested for the murder of 18 billion people.
Who arrests him?
Right?
God.
No. There's two.
Whoa,
there's
harsh.
Two, yeah. There's two.
That is pretty harsh.
Two different factions are after him. It was like a bunch of mercenaries and then like some government spooks. And the government spooks from Mars like arrest him.
Wow.
Who? Yeah, the Mars police.
So, X-Files, Case Files, Hoot Goes There, number 1 of 2. You also circled that because you like X-Files, I guess.
Because I like X-Files and I think it's a funny title.
Sure.
Hoot.
X-Men Gold number 32 and X-Men Red number 6, and that is the comic list. Stan Emsley asks, when's the next issue of Doomsday Clock coming out? There's been delays on that book, so it's.
Are they? When do they solicit it?
Like, it's supposed to be a monthly. I mean, I think I already ordered issue six. It's every 2 months. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the comic book list for this week. Come grab your new comic books right here at 115 South Waukee Avenue. Just ask for Dr. Daddy Leaks, and he will cure what ails you in the world of comic books. Yeah, no, it is. It was you. I thought it was him, and it was you.
Can I mention just a couple of titles?
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, also, the Corto Maltese from IDW, they're coming out with a trade. Corto Maltese Tango, mm-hmm. If you're into European comics. Also, Meta Barons Volume 1 is coming out from Humanoid Comics.
Right.
The Jodorowsky story.
Nice.
Friend of the shop, Katie Rex, is the editor on a book called Kim and Kim. And the new miniseries, It's Kim and Kim, is coming out tomorrow. And that's kind of it. There's another book called Gregory Graves Kills Your Idols, and that's by Starburn Industries Press, which is like the imprint for Rick and Morty, and it's being written by Dan Harmon and some of the other guys from the animation team. It's about a supervillain that's gives his last interview, and he tells you why all the superheroes are actually the bad guys.
Wow.
Kind of interesting.
Hey, Todd, I really do appreciate your research. Don't ever do it again. No, I'm just kidding.
That was great, Todd.
That was
I
good.
Actually enjoyed that.
I did too. I'm just messing
very,
with you.
Very informative.
You're very informative, Todd. Who knew you could be so interesting?
That's why you keep having me on the podcast.
That is true. I love you. You know I love you, Todd. Anyway, that is your comic book list for the week. Check it out here at 115 South Waukee Avenue. Check out Dr. Leaks and the rest of his henchmen here down at 115 South Waukee Avenue. If you happen to be in the Lahaina area as well, you can check out Game Over Comics, our good friends over there. Just ask for Rex or Arthur.
Chris and Aaron.
That's Rex or Arthur.
Chris and Aaron.
And they'll be more than happy to help you with any new comics you can get this week in the world of comic books.
I think I called Aaron R. Rex.
Thank you.
They crack up, you know.
Thank you. Did they really?
Like, hey, Rex.
Nice.
They crack up every single time.
Nice, nice. Well, before we start to get into it with Aaron over here, let's find out what's happening with Lady Gannon. How have you been, my dear?
Good.
How's life? What you working on? What you doing?
Getting started on some Maui Comic-Con posters.
Ooh.
Ah, I'm so excited.
Nice.
So I'm doing one right now for Trina Robbins, who's amazing and
right.
our hero. Mm. So I'm doing kind of an homage to her so that people kind of get a feel for who she is and that she's coming our way and to get ready.
Nice.
Then I'm going to start on our super secret.
Don't
poster
stop it.
What?
Poster
what?
Slash.
It's just another one. Just have exclusives.
I had to tell Francine who the super secret guest was so she could start the poster art.
Yeah, so I'm going to get started on the poster.
So now she's only one of three people in the world. In the world.
I don't even remember who you told me, so.
That's for your safety.
Yeah.
who
is it? Who is it, Lady Gannon?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Actual Superman.
It's gonna be me, and she's going to draw me like George Costanza right. from Seinfeld.
I'm gonna draw you like one of my French girls.
Why can't you? Why can't you tell us on the Nerd Watch?
Nobody
it's a secret.
Can know.
You know that I can engulf
Until
you where you sit.
Right.
Yes. All right. Anyway, fine.
Sounds sexy.
Everybody loves Trina Robbins, though, and so we're super stoked on Trina coming in.
Fantastic.
We're going to have a couple panels with her and get to listen to...
Spong!
Yeah.
Spong is coming.
Anti-Trina.
Maui Comic-Con.
Nice. So, anything else going on with you? You working on anything else other than this?
I have started on some concept sketches for a project that me and my son are both doing. We're... translating oral narratives from my great-grandmother's tribe, the Chumash.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So we're going to do an illustrated version of different stories and weird kind of tales that because for the Chumash, so the Hawaiians, it's all oral traditions passed on.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, a lot of the tribe was pretty much decimated when Catholicism in and just colonizers came through. So what's left was kind of picked through and saved in a couple of books. And so we were doing research. We're doing a lot of...
So how did the Chumash pass down there? Was it all just oral history?
All oral history. Okay, okay. And so the stories that I'm reading, a lot of it's kind of... I have to kind of decipher it because a lot of it has a lot of like Catholic undertone to it. So I have to try to sift out what makes sense.
Oh,
you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's a fun project. It's a huge apple that I'm biting into, but I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the projects. And then
you're going to make this, you're going to turn this into art?
Yes, I'm going to hopefully turn it into some kind of a form of literature, mm-hmm. a book of some
a
kind.
Comic book?
A comic book, if people
are
into
it. Is that too assumptive as a comic nerd?
Well, I guess a comic book or some kind of graphic novel, but I want to have
sequential art would kind of work with that, wouldn't it?
For those that don't know.
I'm nervous to say that because it's like
taboo.
Having my feet into something I haven't tried before.
So for those that don't know, who are the Chumash?
The Chumash are Native American peoples that mm-hmm. lived in the Ventura County area, so Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Ynez, Malibu.
Right.
And the islands off of that area. So that's my great-grandmother's on my father's side. And if I can tackle this, I'd like to also tackle my mom's side. We also have a long history of Native American heritage on that side.
And who are their descendants?
Yaqui.
Okay.
Yeah, Chumash, Comanche and Apache.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, keep us up to date on that and let us know when you are accomplishing.
It's a lot more serious than like color coded titties, but.
All right, that's the name
of
the podcast.
You already did that, so now.
I do want to dabble back into doing another coloring book, but so just kind of one thing at a time, and I am like juggling a couple other projects and commissions and stuff. So
the Facebook live stream says they want to buy a copy of that already.
We're being very demanding with the Maui Comic Con.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well now let's check in. With the man, he's quite the legend in his own right. He is a cinema scholar, Aaron. He ventured into the local cineplexes this week and decided not to watch one, but did double duty and did two movies this weekend.
You said duty.
Let's check in with Aaron and find out what he had an opportunity to watch this week at the multiplex.
Well, the better of the two was Skyscraper.
Which is the other one?
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Okay, let's
I know I'm going to be forced to watch that on repeat for the next 3 years. Because I've already watched Hotel Transylvania 2 for the last 2 years.
All right, well, let's find out how Dwayne The Rock Johnson fared for his... What is it? This is his second movie in 3 months?
Yep.
His second movie
Rampage.
In 3 months? Yeah, good. There you go.
Does he have gambling debts? Why is he making so many movies?
I believe he's... I've said this on the show before. I believe he has made a pact with the devil. That's why he can do this stuff so often. It's pretty crazy. That's my logic. And
he's got like 8 more movies lined up.
Yep.
The end of this year and 2019.
Did you say 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like, Jungle Cruise coming
like
up. Emily Blunt. He's got Jumanji 2. Yeah, he just came out. Fast and the Furious spinoff. He's got his new Project Rock headphones that he's working on, and all this stuff.
Yeah,
dude, they smell of sweat. Like those Rock headphones.
I smell what the Rock is cooking for sure. And yes, they do kind of because it's for the workout. It's for.
Yeah, they're supposed to be working on waterproof. And
yeah,
stuff.
So that's pretty awesome. And I want to get I want to get some so I can say that I spent $260 on a Rock product. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars alongside the lovely Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell.
She plays his wife in this new film, which is a cross between The Towering Inferno and Die Hard. Now, how is Skyscraper, and what does he do?
It takes more influence off Die Hard, though. It's basically a PG-13 Die Hard.
The Towering Inferno is the Die Hard.
Yeah. But there's a lot of shots in Skyscraper that you can tell was stolen from Die Hard.
Stolen?
That's
where he takes off his leg and swings it around and goes, yippee-ki-yay, mother effer.
Well, he does the whole fire hose jump, and there's another shot which is part of a spoiler that was taken from Die Hard. But
does he walk around with glass in only 1 foot?
He's like, take this, Bruce Willis.
I'm hopping around.
He does have a fight scene where he's hopping on one leg.
Ah, yes! So, sweet!
But it, but it's not. But that fight scene wasn't done cheesily. It was actually a really good fight scene.
Yes, for those in the chat, Dwayne Johnson is coming out with a line of headphones. No joke. Or
he's like, come out to the skyscraper.
Have a party. All right, so let's say, okay, so first of all,
and the villain tries to be Han so bad.
All right, well, here's the thing, is that
Han Solo?
No.
Oh, Hans Gruber.
So we do know this. We do know that this is his second film in the next in the last 3 months. He had Rampage before this. And not only that, though, this is his big summer film, and it's actually tanking at the box office.
We'll get Han Solo's brother.
Yeah. Han and Lon Solo?
It's bombing, yeah.
It's bombing pretty hard.
So people are saying, are asking, are people finally getting the Rock fatigue?
Yeah.
Of course they shot the glass, Carl. How are they going to break the glass?
That's right.
But it's unfortunate because this is actually a really good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
It is. A million times better than Rampage.
Wow.
The action is great. It's a pure 80s action movie.
Really?
Like Arnold would have made this movie back in the 80s.
For really?
Yeah. Weightlifters.
Yes.
Totally in.
The crane part that they show so much in the trailer for me was the lowest point of the movie.
Okay.
Because it was very unbelievable.
Okay.
But wouldn't it be the highest point in the movie? It was.
Woo!
But,
Very Cheeks making a good point.
But it's surprisingly very good, and it's very fast paced. Moves along very quickly.
It's an action movie. How's the story, though?
Just basic, you know, terrorists taking over, terrorists want a MacGuffin.
I feel like we've seen this
and
before.
Yeah, it's the same.
Those MacGuffins are like on the dollar menu.
Can I ask you something, Aaron? Can I ask you something, Aaron?
Can I get an egg MacGuffin?
You can get an egg MacGuffin like two.
You're gonna
two
have to chase
four.
It around the store for a while.
Question: what kind of terrorists?
You know, MacGuffin terrorists.
You know, domestic foreign white terrorists.
Foreign terrorists. All right.
Exactly, but they all have accents.
They do. They all have accents, okay?
They're not incels? They
all have accents.
They all sound like they're from Wakanda.
Are they brown?
It's all a Wakandan accent.
They're not brown?
Oh, really?
Wow. Wait, hey, way to go, Hollywood.
They're not incels? Is that what you said? No?
They are incels?
They're like, what, they like a mixture of Russian, Sweden? Oh. I guess.
Sweetest.
Are any of them
people.
Scarlett Johansson?
No. All right.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about something nerdy today?
Well, the Rock is a pop culture icon.
Keep
and
telling
his,
yourself.
And his movies are exploding the box
anybody
office.
Anybody.
But
cares.
Ultimately, so, though.
But he reteams with his Central Intelligence Director.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, Kevin Hart makes Kevin an Hart appearance in this movie.
Wow.
I'd watch it for that.
All
but
right.
The climax action scene is freaking fantastic.
It's dope. Sweet.
So just see it on the biggest screen you can.
All right.
And so it really isn't as bad as
everybody says it is. Yeah. All right. So the Rock, a one-legged Rock in a butt-kicking contest can scale a skyscraper. Yeah. Nice. So what are you giving it?
Stars.
I gave it 3.5.
3.5 stars, huh?
I think we should get another opinion from Barry.
I wonder if
I have a feeling Barry's actually going to like it.
Really?
Boo. Yeah. So talking about 80s movies earlier.
Do you think he'd like the Jason Mraz movie that you're going to watch? Razzing you so hard right now.
That Jason Mraz movie. Looks
I know
terrible.
He likes Jason Mraz. So maybe.
I have to tell you something.
Did you write that movie?
I do like Jason Mraz. I'm not
I bet you
lie.
Do.
I think he's great. I think he's great.
He's a very positive guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like I like his messages.
After he went to Dry County, it wasn't dry anymore.
I like that song, Butterfly. He does. Shut up, Todd.
Come on. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious, Todd. Hilarious.
That just made my night.
See?
All right, so you're telling us
he plays music too?
Yeah,
oh, okay, well.
But I have a fear of Skyscraper is not going to have a chance to bounce back because this week and next week there's big movies coming out, so I don't think Skyscraper is going to have a chance.
Oh, Skyscraper, sorry.
Skyscraper.
He's going to have a chance to bounce back.
Scotch.
I was like, Scotch bonnet?
Scotch peppers. It's pretty good, too. Scotch All right, pepper. So what comes out this week?
Mamma Mia 2 and Equalizer 2.
Oh, Equalizer 2!
Yeah, Equalizer
Sweet.
2 looks great.
The Denzel movie. Who doesn't like Denzel?
His first sequel ever.
Wow. Amazing. And then, of course,
he's
next,
only good when he's talking to sports teams.
And, of course, next week, the Nerd Watch is going to be doing the premiere of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise.
No.
Yeah. So that'll be. Yeah, because it's Tom Cruise and it's Mission Impossible. That's why. Because he's awesome.
I'm setting this one out.
Yeah. Scientology.
Hey.
The word of mouth is so positive and so high for that movie.
Yeah. Nice.
They beat up Leah Remini, you know.
They're ranking it as one of the best action movies ever made.
Nice.
Ever made?
The fact that they're beating up Leah Remini makes me want to watch this movie even more.
She's nice.
She is nice.
She was good on King of Queens.
She was great on King of Queens. Anyway, so go check out Skyscraper. The Nerd Watch.
I like how all the people that Aaron talks to is talking up the movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. But
Aaron
anyway,
needs more friends.
Anyway.
He's losing friends over there.
Daniel's a good guy to talk to.
Oh, Daniel
in
the chat?
Movies.
Yeah, he's a good cat anyway. Yeah. So anyway, there is some big news. Moving on from The Rock to someone who's built like a rock. Our good friend we were talking about earlier before the show started, RoboCop. Oh. It looks like RoboCop is coming back to the big screen yet again. Mm-hmm. Pop culture icon himself. He's being brought back to the screen by the one and only Neil Blomkamp.
I don't think he can get a better director, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Did you see?
I mean, did you say Chappie?
Did you see Chappie?
Fun. I really like Chappie.
District 9's amazing, though.
Like, Mick G wasn't available?
Oh, shut your mouth.
Nah.
I'd rather take Neil Blomkamp. Mick G is the guy who did both Charlie's Angels movies. He also did Terminator Salvation, which is the craziest Terminator movie ever.
This sounds like a great director.
That's what I mean. He's not going to be the director, thank God.
Well, Salvation's better than Genesis.
Yeah. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. It's wrong.
So much
better.
How can you tell the difference?
But anyway, I'm only watching this.
But Mick G did a great movie called
Three Days to Kill.
Three Days to Kill is good.
The other one doesn't.
So what do we what's the deal with this? What do we know about RoboCop coming back to the big screen? Is Peter
Not
Weller
much, really.
is Peter Weller reprising the role?
About a robot cop.
His leg opens up like this, ba-choo. and then he pulls his gun. You're fired, dick.
You're so good at that.
Freeze.
That's pretty good. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty good.
You're
going to get Peter Weller to come back. He's going to be old cop, old RoboCop.
I would love to have Peter Weller back. That'd be freaking awesome.
Old man.
Better alive, you're coming with me.
Old man Robo.
So yeah. Good.
I can't wait now. Well, I own it.
So there's a robot, right?
Right.
He's a cop.
Right.
He's addicted to noob.
He is addicted to noob. Whoa! What was that again?
Who?
Yeah. Wait, I can't hear you. What's going on with this? There we go. What was that again?
The robot's escaping. Named escaping.
Ed 209.
Ed 209.
Oh, come on, man.
Picture of the.
You're the movie scholar thing.
Of the Ed 209?
How do you not know the Eds?
Nice. And does it look cool?
Yeah. It looks like an Ed.
He's keeping it to the original look.
Cool.
No modifications.
My question is that I never got to see.
Still can't do stairs.
Apparently, cool. The remake that they made a couple years ago wasn't good. The remake.
I liked it. It was good.
It was all right. I mean, it's like people
for action, but it had none of the the social commentary or its satire. None of that. The stuff that kind of softened the edges of the original RoboCop.
It was just an action movie. Yeah, it played a little bit more serious.
Now RoboCop was a cartoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The 80s were great because all R-rated movies had a cartoon for some reason.
You know what's funny is that I've...
And toys. I mean...
Let's be honest. These cartoons were made to sell toys.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the Rambo cartoon.
No!
Let's make a cartoon about a homicidal Vietnam vet who goes ham on a local police force. That would be a great toy. And Saturday morning cartoon. Let's get a cereal out there. Wish they had.
Now, see, this is why I know now why kids aren't connected to cartoons the way we were when we were kids. Because they're not basing them off.
See, there's a robot, right? Okay. And he's like a cop.
Okay.
Like a police officer. Okay. Okay?
All right.
And a then comic his leg, book store owner.
It opens up and he grabs his gun.
Okay. Maybe they could, expand the fan base of a Serbian film by branching out into Saturday morning cartoons and breakfast cereals.
Oh, my gosh. You guys
and toys.
And
little
toys.
Action figures.
I'm gonna be Serbian Saturday.
Serbian Saturday morning starts with Chex and marshmallows.
Good Lord, man.
And it turns blood red in milk.
The marshmallows are the shape of a baby.
Oh, my God. That's what is delicious. Wrong with you, dude?
You think that's off, but people really, hilarious. In the 80s, sat down and watched R-rated movies and were like, let's market this to kids.
I think parents sat down with their kids and watched R-rated
that,
movies.
Now that's true, too.
Yeah, exactly. I watched a lot of R-rated movies with my parents.
When I was in kindergarten, my dad took me to Dead Poets Society.
My mom forced me to go see Natural Born Killers in the theater. Ooh. Twice. And I was even
because you cried through it the first time.
You little baby. My
mom. That's intense.
My mom's tough.
Wow, that is pretty crazy. Speaking of cartoons of our childhood,
it's a good movie though, but yeah, it scarred me for life.
Speaking of cartoons from our childhood, we do know that one cartoon from our childhood is coming back, or from back in the day. She-Ra is making a return. What's the deal?
This isn't the theme music, so
I saw the art for it. You guys can check it out online. I'm not that impressed with the art, I guess. So, I don't know.
Oh, is it because she's a lady, G?
Nobody's trying to impress you, G.
I guess not. They don't have to impress me.
Did you ever stop to think that She-Ra's not for like a 40-year-old white guy?
not. Then who's going to buy all the collectible toys and not open them?
G.
Yes, sir.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm looking at
really quiet after.
I know. Yeah, I'm looking at the She-Ra art, and I was not impressed. Have you not seen it? Okay, I'll show it to you. Give me a second here.
It's a little simplified.
Yeah, host the show for a second.
What do you say? I get to host the show?
No. Is it
simplified? Todd, get out!
Can I?
No, you can't. Not at all. But anyway, so She-Ra looks interesting. Why of all things, why She-Ra? Because we know that they tried to resurrect He-Man a few years ago. Right?
I heard the live action is still in production.
Is it going to be on Cartoon Network? Is that why it's
Netflix?
Netflix. Netflix is. I got to tell you something. Netflix is picking up some of these properties. I know that they just picked up.
They kind of murfed it on Danger Mouse because that was they were. You could tell that was like a test for the nostalgia market.
Right.
Because they actually have Popples. They redid Popples. That's silently snuck by our radar. They're taking these 80s cartoons and buying up the licenses of the ones that are cheap, I guess. But they should really put some more effort into it because they really could do some. Like, there's a lot of hype behind the She-Ra cartoon.
Yeah.
And if they just let it kind of flop on the ground, like Voltron, Legendary Defender, was amazing.
You know that Casey Harimoto just did a. She saw the art and she was inspired and made some, and you can check it out on Facebook.
For She-Ra?
Yeah, she made the art. I personally think hers is better. So that's just me, though.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Do you watch cartoons right now? Like, the cartoons that are on. Like,
cartoons are for babies.
I have always watched cartoons, and that's all I ever watch.
I will say this. I'll tell you a cartoon I've been watching lately, and I never had a chance to watch it when it was on. I've been watching Batman the Brave and the Bold, and that's
a great cartoon.
That cartoon
it's
is awesome.
It looks like it's meant for kids because of the animation style, but it's fun. It's hilarious.
It's great. I was very surprised.
There's some really funny episodes in there.
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked I'm just catching up now. I just watched the Music Meister, which was good. I like the
there was.
Lester
did
was
you
good.
See the one where Aquaman's on family vacation with his family driving in a station wagon?
No!
And he keeps on getting sucked into adventures with the Justice League?
No! It's
hilarious.
Yes! All right, sweet. I don't know why I'm so. I think it's because of the nostalgic kit.
They do it on the super 1950s kitschy
It's
side.
Super kitschy, yeah. That's why I like it, I think. And Batman is voiced by.
It matches
by,
the tone of the original Brave and the Bold comic.
Right. So and it match. And Diedrich Bader is the voice of Batman, the guy who was. What the hell is he in?
He was on the Drew Carey Show.
Drew Carey Show, yeah. He was on the Drew Carey Show. He was in...
He was also one of the escorts in
The ping pong movie.
Oh, Balls of Fury. Yes. That's right. You're right. Yeah, okay, I have to tell you, I'm catching up. I got all three seasons. It was like on sale, you know, so I can't wait to watch it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
on The Brave and the Bold.
Yeah,
it's like 2011, I think, or something like that.
You know, and my son actually, through him, I've been watching a lot of these new cartoons that have been coming out. Like, I thought it was Digimon he was watching. It's called Dinosaur King, which is some kind of Digimon knockoff, and there's all these oddball, you know, kid shows and cartoons. Like, there's like a giant universe of this television that we're not seeing that Netflix is pumping out.
Yeah.
But they need content for kids because kids are like devouring this stuff. You know, they're just on their iPads all day.
Yeah. The Netflix.
With their MP3s and their Netflix.
I sound like some 60-year-old man. Netflix is a...
Do you have Netflix on your Zune?
yeah, I do.
Oh, that's true. Ron Kataguy actually worked on Brave and the Bold. He showed some backgrounds that he had done for that
Ron,
show.
Ron, you did? Whatever. I don't know if I've caught any of your episodes, but I love the show, and I love you, so I'm glad I started watching it.
That changed
was
fast.
Candid, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, I do.
Steamy.
You know, I was thinking, like, the animation of this feels, like, very similar to a lot of, like, the cartoons that are out right now.
Yeah,
maybe that's why you don't like it. You're just not seeing it.
That's why. I don't think that there's as much love put into it, maybe. And I may be saying that wrong, but I don't mean that.
Well, put it this way. When you were watching Rocky and Bullwinkle and those cartoons back in the day, that's very limited animation.
But they were clever. That's what I liked about them.
And you don't think these are clever? Because if you look at how, like, for example, the new Thundercats show, Thundercats Ho, if you actually watch that opening sequence with the action that they use with the limited animation.
All right.
And they... Just pay a little more attention to the work they put into it. And you'll
It's very similar to like Steven Universe and Adventure Time and stuff like that.
You got to grab the kids by the snarglies.
Okay, I got you.
It's not going to pay attention if it's 80s style.
Ron told me, take it easy. It's just drawings. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Certainly do appreciate it. Oh, man.
Here's your phone back.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Get all up in arms.
I know, man. I tell you.
Drawings that I love, damn it. I don't know how you do this.
I always see him doing that.
I know. That's what I see, too, every time he gets all upset.
Get off my lawn, Ragoramit. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
No? Oh,
all right. No, not at all. Anyway.
Other
than that, we never... It's interesting to me that cartoons that fueled our childhoods were all based on toys, but yet we have such good memories of them, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, of the toys.
Yeah, no, and that's weird.
Well, when you look back on it, and Congress was, you know, making laws to prevent toy companies from marketing directly to children.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, it was kind of an outlet for creativity, and it's kind of a dull world where... I mean, that was an entire market specifically geared towards getting our attention, figuring out what we liked, and you know, latched onto. And as crappy as it is for fully functioning adults with mature brains to take advantage of what they know about children's
mature
psyches,
brains and, is kind of a
maybe not mature, coked out mature brains, and, but they that they were taking advantage of children and trying to get them to buy stuff. But they had to figure out what kids liked. Kids are not easy to trick into buying stuff.
No, because I remember like stacking up my like all of my stuffed animals onto like my phone, the cord, so I can dial a 1-900 number that came up. It was just a hand with a face on it. It was like, call this number and talk to me. Like, we're going to have such a good time. And I was like, yes. Like, of course, I was like a latchkey kid, so I was home alone. I'm climbing up to my phone and just punching in numbers, just like
that's
trying
hilarious.
To get a hold of
that
this
is
person.
So true, because it's like, kids, get your parents' permission before you call. Yeah,
but don't really get it. Just call.
Just call.
Just call. I mean, that's all it took for me. It was like, whoa, you guys.
So
are here.
I mean, there is a limit to it, but at the same time, I mean, I think the kids nowadays are missing out on a lot of that. Because everything has to have this educational angle, or has to not be about selling a toy to you. And
well, Kaimana Yamada is very upset at Digimon for some reason. I never latched on to Digimon, so I'm not too sure. But he's very upset about it. He's ranting about it in the chat. You can check it out.
my phone's dead. I can't.
You can't see it?
Oh, yes. Casey Horimoto. She always knows what to say.
What?
If 2018 is the year of bringing everything back, can we have a Brendan Fraser comeback?
Oh.
Redemption arc with Honors 2?
Encino Man!
Encino Man 2!
I would be so down with an Encino Man.
With Pauly Shore.
So beautiful.
Oh, buddy.
When are we going to have a Pauly Shore marathon?
Pauly Shore.
We got to have a Pauly, like a whole weekend of Pauly Shore movies over and over.
I'm there.
Please.
I yes.
Do it.
Are you there?
I am there. You don't even know how there I am. I've already I've been
weasel.
There.
The weasel.
The weasel. Oh.
Well, ladies and gents, other than that.
Crusty, buddy.
You need to stop it right now. Listen, it's almost time for us to get out of here. But before we do, it's time to check back in with Aaron, the master of hard media.
Again? Didn't we do this already?
No. It's time to check out what he thought of.
Is this his show now? What's up, bro?
It's time to check out what he thought of Skyscraper again.
This is not I'm just kidding. I signed up for. It is a completely different animal now.
He's the man.
Hey, what is this?
Hey, before we do that, can I say just one thing?
I'd rather listen to Todd than hear another Skyscraper review.
No, he's not going to do that anyway. No, go ahead.
There's a comic book coming out tomorrow called Barry Steak Fries, and he is
sounds like a food.
It is. Well, yeah, I know. Now I want a hamburger. Now I want a MacGuffin.
I'm not getting it. Barry Steak Fries?
Barry Steak Fries is based on a mobile video game.
You are correct, sir.
And the video game is called Jetpack
Joyride. There you go.
Yeah. I had to check my notes.
What?
And so if you guys...
They made a comic based off of Jetpack Joyride.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so Format and I were talking about it earlier, and I wanted to bring it up on the show to give Format a chance to explain more about the video game.
On the day that my mic apparently doesn't work.
Yeah, for some reason.
Trying to electrocute me.
Yeah, it is. It's weird anyway. Go ahead.
Well, Jetpack Joyride is a free mobile game. You can pick it up at the Android Place or the iPlace. Where you get your games. But yeah, for your phone, very easy to play, but it's hard to master. It's one of those games that it's fun. It's stupid, silly fun. You fly around at super high speeds and you just evade obstacles.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. And apparently they made a comic.
And Jetpack Joyride's been out for a while. I mean, it's not like it's brand new.
It's kind of weird to hear that Barry Steak Fries is getting his own comic book release.
Yeah.
Speaking of... pretty awesome. Do you know who's publishing?
No, I didn't write that down in my notes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, did you not see Nathan Fillion's fan film for Uncharted?
Yeah.
Freaking great,
did
right?
Did I not see it? He posted it.
Oh, you know what posted it? That's true. It was very good.
It is very good.
It's very good.
For those of you that haven't seen it, it is further down in the page, a link. For some reason, if you try to go straight to YouTube to look for it, you can't find it. But I have the link in the page, so happy viewing.
Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Anyway, you can check that out if you've never seen it before. It looks really cool. I can't wait. So anyway,
Aaron. Let's get back to this guy.
Let's get back to this.
He can bore us with the movies we've seen already.
No, this is going to be...
You haven't seen some
of these. He's the master of hard media. So if he's the master of hard media, he's got to tell us what's what
we
can watch.
Blu-rays melt in the sun, right? Hard media.
All right, Mr. Hard Media. What's master of hard media? What's coming out this week on the hard medias?
There's a couple releases. First, Criterion's releasing Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Ooh, I like me some Steven Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
Good film.
Isle of Dogs came out.
Seen it.
Isle of Dogs? Did you watch Isle of Dogs? Was it good? I never saw it.
It was good.
Oh, I can't.
It in the theater.
I can't wait. I never saw it.
I was to get in before they took it out.
They took it out?
It was only like 2 weeks.
It was like 2 weeks. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to see it. I'm so excited to watch it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Wes Anderson, he's the man. Yeah. I love that guy.
Super Troopers 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shame that it didn't do that great. Apparently.
Was it good? Did you guys watch it?
I didn't watch it.
All right, I can't wait to see it. I want to see it.
But you know what? It just, when they came out with Super Troopers, the first one, and then like, you know,
who
the
wants
next
a mustache
movie,
ride?
That was such a great movie, and then the next movie they did was Club Dredd, and you were like, ugh.
That was garbage.
Yeah.
And then they did.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And the only almost snicker that I had in the theater was the mangina scene. And then, like, the rest of the movie was like,
All right, well, Super Troopers.
It was a think piece. Like, I think this sucks.
I actually saw Club Dredd before any of the other ones.
And you would,
which is like hilarious.
Right, because you would think that I'm a huge Bill Paxton fan, so I'm like, oh, this is going to be Austin's. I love Bill Paxton.
Like, I remember watching it and going, huh. And then I saw the other movies and was like, why wasn't Club Dredd like that?
Yeah, right. Martiniville. Right. I love my favorite Broken Lizard.
Is in Martiniville.
My favorite Broken Lizard film is, of course, Beer Fest. I think Beer Fest is hilarious.
It is good.
I just watched that recently.
Yeah, it's very funny. All right, so Super Troopers 2 is coming out on Hard Media. What else?
Rampage, but just go watch Skyscraper.
Rampage, good movie. Go check it out.
Watch Skyscraper.
All right, now what else?
Rampage.
And then I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer.
Ugh.
And yay. Which is actually...
Bopo.
Which is actually good.
Oh, stop it, Aaron. Funny.
And then a movie that I'm excited to see this weekend, which is You Were Never Really Here. Which had huge.
That's how I wish I felt about
it. Oh, is that the Joaquin Phoenix movie?
Yeah.
You mean the man who's going to play the Joker?
Yep.
Wow.
In this one, he goes around bashing people with a hammer.
Nice.
And he did win Best
Sounds
Actor.
Like a movie I came up with when I was 8.
he goes around.
Right, so you're going to go around.
He's a shell shocked vet that's looking for missing
kidnapped
women.
Girls. Yeah.
Wow.
That are being sold into like sex slavery.
I heard it's really brutal.
Does he have proof, or is he just randomly beating up people?
No, he gets hired. Like when the parents or whoever like discover that these girls are missing,
he's like
a private. Yeah,
yeah. Gotcha. But he won Best Actor at Cannes.
Equalizer is not like
for it.
Didn't Lilith carry? Is it Lillian? Lillian from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She carries a hammer around with her everywhere.
Lily. She's hilarious. That show, by the way, I've been diving deep into Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
So good.
Isn't it?
I finished it.
All right.
Did you guys watch the Boobs in California one?
Yo, yeah.
So can I ask you something? Since we're talking about Joaquin Phoenix, how you guys feel about him taking over the role of the Joker? Is that weird?
No.
No. All right.
DC's already shit the bed, so.
Is he taking it?
Whoa!
Sorry.
Sorry, format. God dang it.
I don't know if you know this. I don't edit any of the shows anymore.
Okay, good. forget it.
Hey, is he taking it over from Jared Leto?
Yes.
That's the word.
This one's supposed to be an origin.
This is a standalone.
Right, it
apparently.
Is. But Jared Leto's not the guy. So
he's
obviously,
not the guy now,
he's not the guy. Huh? They're two separate jokes.
But Scorsese's producing, and he wants to do like a gangster sort of feel to it.
We're going back to...
That sounds boring.
Hey.
Oh,
it's a Joker. It can't be that boring.
I'm only worried that
Joker's
Todd Phillips
amazing,
is directing.
But...
Yeah, Todd Phillips.
I'm only worried about that.
That is true.
Like, I don't know if he can handle
isn't
that.
Isn't he the guy that did the Hangover?
Yeah, and the horrible movie Due Date. Ugh, that movie was garbage.
Like,
I will say he did a good movie called Old School.
Valley of the Dolls or something? Or is
No, that's another guy altogether, I think. But yeah, I am. I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about. But
yeah, Todd Phillips.
Yeah, Casey Horimoto, the Joker, is being played by Joaquin Phoenix in the upcoming. Is it really Scorsese?
No, he's producing.
Producing.
Not directing.
Okay,
he's
sorry.
Just producing.
But it's also supposed to be an origin flick, so who knows? Maybe it'll be a live action The Killing Joke.
Apparently, Man Gannon is in the chat, and he says that it does sound boring. You're in?
Yeah.
All right.
Because everybody was crapping all over
Jared Leto.
Heath Ledger. Nobody crapped on Jared Leto. They were like, oh, he's going to be so great because he's a method actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave what he gave, and we were like, whoa.
No, that is true.
All that for 3 minutes
because,
of screen time?
No, Format's speaking the truth because when they first had announced Heath Ledger, I was like, dude, this guy can't do it. He can't pull that off.
Yeah. He was a pretty boy before then. He was like the love interest in 10 Things I Hate About You.
I love that 10 Things I Hate About You. Such a good movie.
He was also the love interest in Brokeback Mountain.
What?
Fishing.
It's a good movie. 10 Things I Hate About You.
They're talking about Brokeback.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I thought they were talking about 10 Things I Hate About You. It's a
good
movie. With Julia Stiles.
Good.
It's great.
Night's Tale.
Night's Tale's good, too.
But I'm in. Cause,
all right.
Because... I mean, like I said, nobody was expecting much out of Heath, and he delivered full on.
Heath delivered.
And people were expecting a lot out of Leto, and he kind of underperformed to be.
Maybe he's more of a meth actor than a method actor.
Can I be honest? I do think that is less to do with Jared Leto, and I think it has more to do with the director of Suicide
Squad. Yeah, because they cut a lot of his
crap out.
Yeah, but we'll never know that.
That's true.
So
we never will.
Yeah.
So who's to know that Joaquin might just knock it out of the park?
Hey, I hope he does. I like Joaquin.
I mean, me personally, like, yeah. I know a lot of people aren't a fan of the Nicholson Joker, but I am. I really do like the old classy gangster Joker,
yeah.
Who, you know, he's like your crazy uncle,
yeah.
Who lives in the basement, you know, and it taunts you with toys,
yeah.
And candy.
You are my number one guy. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
He takes.
Yeah.
His, he
I guess that's how
the Uncle Joker takes his cues from Jack Palance.
Jack Palance.
See?
Yeah.
Jack
Palance.
See?
That's
wrong
it.
With that.
That's how you do it.
That's
the Jack Palance and Scarface. Mr. Scarface.
Mr. Scarface. Yeah.
Mr. Scarface.
Yeah. All right. Anything else of importance that's hitting hard media other
than
that?
Not this week.
Not this week.
But next Tuesday is Ready Player One.
What? Ready Player One next week, huh? Wow.
The book was better.
Oh, well, yeah. Duh.
The movie's good.
If you've never read the book.
If you've never read the book.
Yes, if you've never read the book. It's really
I've never read the book.
And you like the movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet,
oh,
so I'm going to go watch the movie first so I don't ruin it for myself.
All right, good, good, good. Do that, do that.
Like, okay, so it's a great movie if you've never read the book. It's a good movie if you have.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm less enthused about
it
than format, though, I have to say.
Reading Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter made the movies unwatchable to me. I was like, this is some boring ass crap.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if I've ever let this cat out of the bag. I have never seen the second half of Deathly Hallows.
Oh my God. Put that cat back in the bag.
Don't worry about it. Don't even.
Really?
No sweat, bro.
Wow.
No sweat, bro.
Wow. Okay, fine. Not going to watch it then.
Have you read the book?
I only read the first two books, and then I kind of was like,
I read all the books.
I was like, man, I'm an adult. What am I doing here?
What am I reading for?
Yeah, why am I reading these kid books?
I can buy
so
this
I was
on
in, I was in that
tape.
Thing, and I was like, then you know,
Audible, you don't gotta buy cassette
tapes. Yeah, that's what was happening.
It's
so. Yeah, I know, but Quidditch,
man.
But I own all
There's
of them.
A ton of Quidditch in the books,
and there, and one day,
hardly any in the movie.
And one day, I'll watch.
Those were expensive.
Deathly Hallows,
expensive.
So one day it'll happen. Although I did watch the Fantastic Beasts films, and I was actually kind of impressed with that. I liked it. So.
It's got to be.
Go figure. All right. Anyway, it's time for us to get out of here, guys. Anything else? Anybody want to add anything else before we leave? All right. Bye, Todd. Love you.
Well, it's part of the pop culture, and there's a lot of falling for it. But The Princess Bride just got announced for Criterion in October.
Wow!
Tell us in October, Aaron.
What?
The features are really great.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are the features in October?
Yes. Well, as you wish.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go see The Princess Bride. How about you, Lady Gannon? Got anything to add before we get out of here?
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thanks for coming.
We love having
Ooh.
You.
Thanks for letting us have you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Whoa.
It's very presumptuous, yeah. But I would argue.
I mean, you're here.
Well, Aaron, what will you be watching next this coming week?
This weekend, Equalizer 2 for sure.
Nice.
I'm going to try to fit in Mamma Mia 2.
Nice.
What?
Mamma Mia 2.
You
going
to pay money for that?
I do like the first one.
Wow, I've never seen it.
Yeah. Like, I like how he's gearing himself up for Mamma Mia.
There's a movie that's opening in Kalamata this Friday. It's getting really good buzz. Heartbeat.
Kalamata.
Heartbeat Allowed, I think it was called.
What is that?
With
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, Nick Offerman.
Yes.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
I don't think it's going to last.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that actually
really
does
good.
Have a lot of hype
I don't think
behind
it's going to last very long.
Yeah.
It's an indie movie.
Yeah,
Nick Offerman produced it too, right?
By the way, before...
And he did original songs.
Before I forget, there is a film that is on Maui for the next, I don't know how long, but it's a movie starring Tessa Thompson. Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, is that playing
somewhere? It's playing here. I don't know for how long, maybe not
for
long.
What do you mean here? Where are you pointing?
It's playing
Maui
on Maui.
Where?
It's in Maui Mall.
Maui Mall.
Wow, Maui Mall.
It opened like last week.
It opened last week, so I don't know how long it's going to be
here. I heard it's amazing.
I heard it's amazing, too.
I just heard an interview with Boots Collins.
Bootsy Collins?
Bootsy Collins, yeah, today.
The Bootsy Collins.
The Bootsies.
Yeah, I really can't wait to see it.
I wanted to be him when I was in high school.
It looks phenomenal. It looks phenomenal. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Anything else to look forward to here in the shop, Alika? Any tournaments or anything you forgot to mention like last time?
Well, the Mario Kart tournament was last week.
And how would that go?
Awesome.
Good.
Jossun and Inside Out Universe, they provided, and there was much rejoicing.
Nice.
Somebody won. It was
so
great.
Adults won a kids game. Got it. All right.
No, actually, all these adults entered, and then these two kids started smoking everybody.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
Sweet. That's awesome.
But then this young adult won.
Nice.
He smoked those kids.
I already won a bunch of money.
$500.
That's ridiculous.
Is that in Mario coin?
No, it was actual 500. It was five actual $100 bills.
Wow, fantastic. Hey, next time, could you let us know on the podcast?
Boots
when that's
Riley,
happened?
I'm sorry. I'm
Boots
sorry.
Riley, yeah. Bootsy
I said
Collins.
Bootsy Collins. Parliament Funkadelic.
That's why I was
I didn't
like,
even
wow.
catch myself.
I did say Bootsy
Collins. Yeah, I did say Bootsy Collins.
Sorry, I was Boots like, Riley. I wanted to be Bootsy Collins. Boots I didn't even realize he was still alive. I love it.
All right, well, do me a favor. Next time you have an event in the shop, let us know before it's finished, before it's over. All right, Alika? Thanks a lot. I appreciate
that. No
problem. You got it. All right, well, listen, Facebook Live, stick around. We'll be around for a little while longer. For those of you listening to the podcast, make sure you guys download it on iTunes, Audio Boom, and on Stitcher.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks a lot, Drew. Appreciate it very much. All right, we're out of time. Until next week, podcast listeners, download us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. And, of course, you can download the MyWatch app on iTunes and on the Google Play Store. So for Todd, for Lady Gannon.
You don't talk for us.
For the master of hard media, A-Ron, Format, and, of course, Dr. Danny Leakes. I am G-Money. And until next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, I say to you guys, aloha. Stay tuned, Facebook Live.
Bye.
Bye.